welcome back to the best DC podcast out there that there could possibly be. We cover all your DC TV news and some discussion. We cover all of your DC Universe news and every other kind of DC news you can imagine. And we're looking forward to digging into some content and quality things that we really need to talk about tonight. And but I am Mike, and over there is Carrie. What's going on?
I don't know about this whole new opening thing you're doing, Mike. It sounded a bit dodgy.
Hey, Carrie, I have a surprise I didn't tell you.
Oh, dear.
I watched Birds of Prey last night.
And? And?
I was waiting to tip the podcast to get your initial reaction.
Yay! And?
I liked it. I had... things kind of like, But I liked it. It was okay. Just a generic score. Of course, we'll talk about it more eventually on Cape Chronicles, you know, 20 years from now when we get to it.
Right.
But a generic score, I'd probably give it about a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
So...
You understood my issue with Zaz.
Yes. I did not like Zaz at all. I'm just saying, I didn't like him at all.
He was okay... But it's like okay.
I tell you what, right now.
Okay.
Let's save it until at the end. That way we can spoiler tag it.
Good.
So we can talk about it. Okay. I know. I kind of sprung that on you, but I really wanted you to know I watched Birds of Prey last night because you know it's on video on demand now. So
yes,
you know.
Yes, it is.
But. If you want to hear more and want to talk about it a little bit more, go into our Discord channel, guys. Go to randomchatter.com/community and find out where you can get our Discord channels. You can find all of our shows over at randomchatter.com. And you know we can find us on social media, so you know I'm not going to stay here this whole spew. You guys got it. You know it. If you don't know it by now, you know, we understand.
Then you're probably brand new and well, you can find it.
Yeah, you can still find it.
Yeah, find it somewhere.
So... but moving on, I got a quote of the week, and of course, I'm going to quote my main man, Lex, because for some reason, I'm just infatuated with Lex.
It's a very interesting man crush, guys. I don't completely understand it. I mean, yeah, some of the Lexes have been kind of hot, but, you know.
Jesse Eisenberg was a good one. I thought he was. we'll talk about that another day. This is from the Jesse Eisenberg Lex Luthor from Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice. He says, "And now you will fly to him and you will battle him to the death. Black and blue, fight night. The greatest gladiator match in the history of the world. God versus man. Day versus night. Son of Krypton versus Bat of Gotham." I love that quote in the movie. I don't know why. I love his reactions in the movie. And his emotions. So, but Kara, are you doing okay though this week?
I am. I have... What?
Quarantining?
Well, yes, I am officially... As of Wednesday, I'm officially completely quarantining. I have been working at home since about Wednesday. I have pretty much not left the house. Except to, pick up the mail and take out the trash, since Tuesday night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's fun.
So I've quarantined myself to a point. There's still some things I have had to do when I've had to go out. Mm-hmm. But I've been very precautious. I've avoided being really close to people.
Good.
I try not to use shopping carts if I have to go in. I try to carry everything in my hand. And then when I get back out to my truck, I sanitize my hands. And as soon as I get home, I wash my hands. So I've been doing very careful. Like, I had to go to Lowe's yesterday, but I also ended up having to go to Lowe's on Thursday as well. So I went to Lowe's on Thursday, and it was dead. Like, nobody was there. But yesterday, everybody's like, you know what? We're bored of being inside. So we've become phenomenal gardeners now. So everybody was buying, like, plants and everything else to garden. I was buying grass seed. So, I mean, it was just a wonderful experience that everybody was there. I'm like, this is not very good at social distancing. So I did my best to kind of, like, avoid crowds. And then when I saw, like, the line was low for the checkout, I, like, bolted toward the line real quick to check out and then head out.
Well, okay, so I went to Ralph's on my way home from work on Tuesday, just to pick up some last minute stuff, you know, supplementary stuff, because since I'm not leaving the house for a while, and they have markers on the ground, it's like, okay, way here,
yep.
It's like making sure everything is 6 feet away. So yeah, it's fun. It's interesting.
Yep, they have that, and Lowe's put up like on their checkout counters, like they got a piece of their plexiglass from on their shelf and like screwed it up so that you can like reach under, but you can't like talk directly at the person now that's behind the counter. You could talk to them, but you just can't actually get anywhere close to them now. So
that makes sense.
They're trying to protect there.
I mean, I normally use I don't normally use self-checkout unless I'm buying alcohol, because it's illegal to buy alcohol through the self-checkout here.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. it's illegal in California to use a self-checkout to buy alcohol.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're doing okay. Hopefully everybody stays okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we can come back for quality content next week on DC Talk.
Yes,
true. Not that we're done. We're not done or anything, guys. We're just, you know, you still have to deal with us for a couple
he
more
says
minutes
that
at least.
Like it's a bad thing.
Oh, heck no. This is like the best part of your listening. But back
I
to
know,
some...
I'm not sure I would go that far.
Yeah. But it's pretty good. It's up there. But we are here to talk about some DC news. So here we go. Moving on in then into some DC news. So couple things with the DC TV news as far as this goes. The Legends of Tomorrow, I'm kind of going to throw all like four and five of these together in one conglomerate here, because that's kind of where they all set. So there's no new Supergirl or Batwoman or Flash
or Legends
or anything related to the CW Arrowverse right now, because they're all been delayed indefinitely. Okay, well, let me play this. They have a date that they intend to coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just be honest, it's probably going to get pushed back again. So it's
probably,
more than likely
yeah.
going to be an indefinite time frame when they're coming back. They're trying to spread it out so that they don't like finish all their episodes and then they have to wait like a month before the finale. So I know why
Which
they're doing
makes
it.
Sense.
Right. So Legends has already finished filming everything and they're in post production for their show. But they're gonna be delayed along with Supergirl and Batwoman, so there's no Supergirl and Batwoman tonight as we're recording. There's no Flash. There'll be no Legends this week as well. Obviously, Black Lightning season's already done with. So, in its place, the CW is going to be re-airing Crisis on Infinite Earths in April amid the pandemic. So, if you've never caught Crisis on Infinite Earths, now's your chance to catch Crisis on Infinite Earths. With that being said as well, speaking of Crisis on Infinite Earths, the showrunner originally had a Krypton cameo scheduled with Seg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I saw this.
I would have loved it.
That
I know
been
he tried, but he just simply said there was nowhere they could have put him in the show, and they really tried. So
as cool as it would have been to have seen Seg, would have been better.
Lobo.
You know exactly.
Obviously, Lobo.
We've been podcasting too long. You know exactly what I'm going
to
say.
Lobo would have been the best thing. Logo, if anything, Lobo has been the best thing to come out of Krypton series to me.
Yep.
So, but they cut it. They just didn't find a place for it, which is okay. They also did, I didn't put this in the show notes too, but One person that we missed in the Crisis Infinite Earths that we just kind of forgot about, it seems like, was Psycho Pirate. We had that little teaser on the Elseworlds crossover and stuff, and we never got Psycho Pirate, but they said the same thing. They said they tried to put him in, but nothing felt natural, so they would rather have kept him off than make it feel natural inside the Crisis.
And you know what? That makes sense.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, but with delays as well, this one isn't out yet, but the Stargirl premiere has been delayed about a week.
Not too bad.
It's not too bad.
I know it annoys Mike, but it's not.
It does, because I'm really looking forward to this show. Out of any Arrowverse show that I'm looking forward to, I think I've been really looking forward to this like the most. I don't know why. I really want this show. So I hope it doesn't disappoint me, because I don't want to like put my hopes up really high and then like, ooh, not what I thought was going to happen. Because we've all done that before.
Yeah. Which is why I try to avoid getting my hopes up on stuff, because as we've talked about before, you know, you learn in my line of hobbies that expectations can result in you getting, you know, punched in the face.
That's right. But I will say, and this isn't in DC Universe news though, I know we don't have any DC TVs coming up next week, but we do have Harley Quinn coming back Friday.
That is true.
So we will be able to cover Harley Quinn next week. Dum dum dum. And see how that one's going to... See what's come of Harley after everything got blown up in Gotham.
I didn't put this in the notes because it was basically like... It was semi-spoilery and semi-like... Just basically eight things to look forward to in season two, but the top one on the list was we are getting a version of No Man's Land.
Ooh.
I mean you basically saw that in the trailer with everyone dividing up bits of Gotham now that after post earthquake. So yeah.
But that's. That's all of our DC TV news. So all of it was kind of just wrapped up into one. I mean, that comes from multiple sites. I mean, it's nothing new. So keep that in mind. So what else do we have as far as just general DC Comics news?
Well, speaking of delays, the Wonder Woman theatrical release has been pushed back due to the pandemic. Because everything is due to the pandemic. And... I mean, this wasn't completely unexpected, but now that we have an official
word that it has been.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I know there were some, well, because there was debates on if they were going to go digital or not.
Yeah, that too. And then the Batman, Matt Reeves's Batman, the Batman is likely to be delayed as well. So yeah, this is our new reality,
again,
guys.
Everything's delayed.
Very understandable.
Let's just be honest. Everything is delayed. By the way, I was back to like the Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
They're smart where they placed it because they don't really have any competition around it, excluding Morbius, which supposedly comes out on July 31st, which is 2 weeks before that movie comes out, before Wonder Woman comes out anyways. Mm-hmm. And then there is nothing until Venom 2 in October. So nothing as far as like normally what we would watch, what we would enjoy watching. So it was placed very smartly in August, knowing there's not really any competition around. Plus, the Morbius people are a different demographic than probably Wonder Woman is going to be.
Right. And then I think you added this while I wasn't looking.
I added this like last night. The Batman memes that are going around through social
distance.
Oh, not
the Batman memes. Oh. There was another one that I somehow got opened up about that was the original ending for Oliver for
Arrow. I deleted that note, but I don't mind mentioning it. Like the original ending for Arrow was going to be him inspiring Batman.
which really doesn't work in the if you look at it in the context of
Crisis
Batwoman
and stuff.
And Crisis. So right. I get why they changed that. No, I had scrolled down and there was another article here about a connection from Batman v Superman to Justice League.
Oh.
And I know this is not your favorite target topic because it is kind of in reference to the Snyder Cut.
Oh yeah, that thing that's still going around.
But it was revealed that there was that basically Doomsday's death when his death cry at the end might have been what activated the mother boxes.
Oh.
Which I found kind of fascinating.
That'd have been cool to see, but
yeah. Yeah. But anyway, moving on to these memes.
Yeah. Did you see any of these?
I saw the one with the 6-foot hand.
So some of these are so funny. I mean, it's just if you haven't seen it, I'll post it in a DC chat channel, DC Talk channel in Discord
I've also seen the bat signal. Like, no.
I liked the one where Batman is slapping Robin because Robin's saying
from
YOLO.
6 feet away.
No, the other one where he's like really close. He says YOLO, I'm young and health, and he smacks him and says, "You'll kill Alfred, you prick. It's not about you." # social distancing.
Well, yeah, I mean that kind of follows on the heels of the that video Max Brooks did,
yeah,
with his dad, and it's like yeah. Max Brooks might survive coronavirus, but he could give it to Mel Brooks, and then Mel Brooks could end up killing, and then Max Brooks could end up killing like an entire generation of comedians. And no, we can't kill Carl Reiner or Dick Van Dyke or Mel Brooks.
Yeah,
we need them around as long as possible.
Yeah. Ow. Yeah. Cough like Batman. That was a good
Ooh.
One. More than 6 feet apart, so at this point in Batman 1989, Bruce Wayne and Vicky Vale are social distancing. Be like Batman, where they're sitting at the big table. That was funny. Bane, this is Bane, the man with the mask. He wore a mask, canceled all public gatherings, promoted social distancing, and quarantined the city to save people. And at the end of the day, he fought a bat. Be Bane. So some of these are pretty hysterical to me.
You don't want to be like Ozzy Osbourne and just bite the heads off the bats.
Right, absolutely not. So I'm going to post this in the Discord just because I thought it was funny.
I thought you posted that in Discord already.
Oh, I did. I posted it in the DC Universe channel. So if you haven't become a member of Random Chatter for $1 a month, guess what, guys? You can do that, and you can see what I posted in the DC Universe channel. So small plug. Any other news?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, then let's go ahead and go into some DC TV discussion. In our final Batwoman for who knows how long, season 1, episode 16, Through the Looking Glass, Kate begins to question her instincts, and Luke gets upsetting news. Alice seeks her sister's help with a special task.
This whole episode was a bit disturbing. Just
yes.
In general. It,
100% disturbing, the fact that Kate has gone Batman from BVS since killing someone. I was waiting for her to pull out the brand. And start branding people.
Hey, you know what? I almost don't blame her.
Oh, I know, but I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
A brownie would be nice.
A brownie would be nice. I would love some brownies. But that requires using up some of my eggs for something other than, you know, breakfast. You're right. I do love Alice and Kate's chemistry in this episode.
Oh,
I like that
so
they're
good.
Finally, kind of, sort of acting like sisters.
Yeah,
but not really.
But what made it really tough was when she locked Alice in the room with Mouse after she helped her.
Oh yeah, that was really hard to watch.
I think she was making strides with Beth or /Alice, mm-hmm. and then by doing that, she just broke every bridge she had.
Well, okay. She was making strides with Alice, but at the same time, she knew what she was dealing with Alice.
Yeah.
So, she was in a terrible situation.
Right.
I would not wish that kind of decision on anyone, but knowing that Alice wasn't really going to change, and, I mean, what other option was there?
Yeah, I know, but it was still tough, at least for me
and,
to watch
and
it.
It was tough, and, I mean, I've been on record talking about how, you know, I mean, my teacher, the way we were brought, if I take cues from my teacher is the kind of person who doesn't give up on anyone.
Yeah.
And watching that, watching it get to that point where you have to just cut your losses and move on, it sucks. But
yeah.
at the end of the day, what else can you do? You can't not do.
I mean, obviously, we know though they're going to get out. I mean, they're not going to stay in there. But you're right. I mean, well, what can you do when you want to try to help her and you know she's not going to change? Eventually, you have to figure out. I don't hate to use the phrase like you said, kind of cut your losses.
Uh huh.
But it's like it's not worth the effort in the fight.
Yeah.
If it's not gonna happen. So, but I did enjoy their chemistry. I thought it was great. I thought it was. I'm interested in seeing how the story ends now, and upsetting mm-hmm. as this is, now that we have to wait because we're not getting a new episode tonight. So we may be waiting 3, 4, 5 weeks before we get new episodes.
That is true.
Mary showing up for Luke at the courthouse was really sweet.
That
really
was
good. I'm really good
and,
for Mary.
And I love how she's still dancing around.
She knows.
The fact that she knows. And I don't want to read too much into that, but I somehow get the feeling that she understands why Luke and Kate have not said anything. Because,
yeah.
I mean, she really can't. I mean, it's hard.
Right. I mean, it also puts a target on her back, too.
Exactly.
If she comes out with it. But it was a very... That whole storyline between Luke and the court and his killer going free, or his dad's killer going free, or so they say. That's
and then
a
it
very,
turning out not to be...
Right, turning out not to be the killer.
Yeah.
And then him actually saying, your dad was so proud of you, the way he talked about you. And then, of course,
mm-hmm.
whoops, he got shot.
Yeah, it's very interesting how someone is taking out anyone connected to Lucius Fox's murder.
I have a theory.
You have a theory? What's your theory?
I think the person taking them out, of course, is not Jacob, but I think it's Sophie's husband that she's been separated from.
Her soon-to-be ex-husband?
Her soon-to-be ex-husband. I think he's the one taking him out. Because we haven't seen him in a while.
Well, he's been... I mean,
I know, but...
I'm trying not to make excuses for him, but, I mean...
But I don't want them to... We know it can't be... It's not Mouse, it's not Alice, it's not the dad. Mouse's dad, I can't remember his name now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're gonna introduce somebody like right out mm-hmm. the bat. Oh, this guy, just some random guy started it. I think it's got to be somebody that's kind of already there that we know that maybe we're not keeping our eyes on. I think it really could be, and the only other person I can think of would be Sophie's ex-husband, soon to be ex-husband, that we know we've already have some relationship with.
I could see that. I'm not entirely sure that is... I mean, this is Gotham. How many people knew that Lucius Fox worked with Batman? How many people know that Bruce Wayne is Batman? How many? I mean, there are so many possibilities of who could have taken Lucius Fox out, and just in the realm of, who hates Batman that much, or who
True.
hates Batman enough to want to hurt him, who hates Bruce Wayne enough to want to hurt him.
So I could have two other theories. Maybe some subtle hints as in the fact that we've gotten fear toxin, so maybe Scarecrow could be behind it. So the subtle hints we've had fear toxin in these episodes, or we had somebody show up today in this last episode, and the death of this guy didn't happen until she showed back up. Maybe
You
Julia
think?
Pennyworth is an assassin for hire, and she's playing as a double agent, and she's an assassin, and she's the one who killed Lucius and killed this guy.
Except Lucius Fox, she did say Lucius Fox is her godfather.
Well, maybe he ha I don't know. Maybe there's an explanation as why she had to kill him. I don't know. So, but
But
anyways, it was good to see it. It
that
was good to see
also
her back, though.
lends. It was good to see her back. I like Julia Pennyworth. I kind of want kind she kind of, her being around kind of makes me want to know where Alfred is.
Yeah. Do you think we'll get an Alfred?
I don't know. I don't think so. Unless he's passed on too.
I
Maybe
think.
that one's maybe he's passed on from natural causes. Who knows? That depends on how old he is in the this timeline.
I think we could get a Batman in a form of not a normal Batman. I think maybe we'll get like a video message, not a video message, but like a audio message to Kate from Batman.
That's possible. The other thing, and this goes back to something I tugged on last week, was that article I found with the theory that the reason you don't see Batman or Dick Grayson or Batgirl is because they are tugging on the strings of who was behind Alfred, not Alfred, Lucius Fox's murder.
I'm starting to more and more like that theory. I would like to see the whole Bat family in one episode at least somehow.
Oh
Be
yeah. I'm
nice.
I don't I don't know about this season.
No, they need to establish the show on its own with its own within its first season before you
Yeah.
start bringing people in.
Yeah, and like I said, I would like to see them follow a similar pattern to Supergirl, where they don't actually bring in Batman until next season.
Right. So, but it was a good episode. I thought it was a decent. That was a heck of a shot. Just kind of at the end by Jacob on a gunman with a pistol. As somebody who shot a pistol, that looked like a pretty long shot, and to get a dead hit, he's got some skill.
No kidding.
But yeah, it was a good episode. So,
I agree.
all right. Well, I'm done with Batwoman. What else we got? We only had one more show this week.
Okay, where are my notes here? Okay, so Supergirl, season 5, episode 16. Speaking of Wonderland,
Right, it's
we have
amazing
a
how
we have
both
a
these
we have a
episode titles
we have
like
a
coincided.
theme. I mean, Batwoman has had a running Alice in Wonderland theme going, but now she's sharing that theme
With
with Supergirl.
Supergirl.
So Alex in Wonderland. Alex uses a pair of obsidian contact lenses to visit a virtual national city where she takes on a whole new persona. Meanwhile, Kelly helps William investigate Lex. Kara deals with difficult news. I like the black super suit.
I thought it was very unique. I liked it too. It was pretty good. It was
Oh yeah, it was
okay.
very unique.
It was pretty good.
It was very unique. It was kind of reminiscent of Superman's black suit, obviously.
Yep. Or I thought about it was because she was dealing with grief and anger at the time. I think it kind of dealt a lot to me. Like, I thought of the Spider-Man 3 where he got the symbiote on him and he turned his suit black. That's what I thought.
Well, that he didn't turn his suit black. That was Venom turning the suit black.
Right, but he fed off his anger and everything else like that. So,
yeah,
I get it.
I get what you're trying to say.
Right. Alex and Kara's argument definitely shows that people do process grief differently.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I think that's very good that they showed that. And I love the fact that Alex said, Kara, I don't need one of your hope speeches. Because because you do have those people who are always optimistically hopeful, and sometimes we don't need just that optimistically hopeful speech. They need to process it. Of course, Alex did it by going to the virtual world, which is what a lot of people do when they're hurt, and that is the escape into the virtual world where they feel like they cannot be hurt anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going to give Carrie props. I'm starting to think that Carrie may be right about the old lady being Granny Goodness. She is using obsidian tech to build a whole new world.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I think Carrie may be right.
Yep.
The Rocker didn't even know he was in virtual reality. Mm-hmm. Either that or he's been there so long he believes it is real now, because we always see that he's inside the his eyes had turned red from the tech.
Well, so you saw that with the quasi Indiana Jones
girl too, right?
Girl too, where she was so needing to get back out into the world and take care of things, and then it's like she leaves and then she comes back and she's kind of forgotten that she's not in the real world anymore. And you saw that happening with Alex as well.
Right. And
so,
and
yeah.
I don't know. I did get concerned about, as soon as I knew what she was gonna do by putting those obsidian tech on, I'm like, no.
Well, I figured out what was going to happen. Because, I mean, that was kind of obvious. I mean, they've been tugging on this for, you know, the last few episodes about there being a bug in the system. So I wasn't surprised that it was going to be someone from the main cast getting stuck in there. And, I mean, it seemed pretty obvious that it would have been Alex, just because
she's struggling
what she's going through right now.
Absolutely. Who knew Abe Lincoln could sing?
I didn't.
Nobody else did. I do have a theory. William Day is going to get killed this season.
That would make me sad.
It would make me
William's
sad.
Starting to grow on me.
He is. Kara and him are getting close, so obviously he's going to die. And then he ended up in the warehouse where your Granny Goodness, we're just going to call her Granny Goodness, all right, is hanging out. And he going to get killed, man. It's just going to happen.
Yeah, he's going to get, if not killed outright, definitely maimed.
Yeah. So, any other notes you had on this episode?
Well, yeah. Hey there, Eve Testmacher.
I saw that. I'm like, oh.
I mean, I got the spoiler on that before I got to see the episode, but still, it's just like, oh. Hi.
I didn't see the spoiler on that, so that one kind of, oh, hello, Miss Eve.
Hi, Eve.
That
She's
was funny.
Back.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, I know. I think Andrea Brooks was on maternity leave anyway, so that. It made sense that she wasn't around, but still, just ooh, okay,
So
interesting way to write around her.
Right, we'll see what she's up to here soon enough.
Yeah,
in the show. Well, when it comes back.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is she
in
2021?
We'll get it back in 2021.
No, don't do that.
No,
not that.
Well, anything else?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we're only about 35 minutes or so in here. So, for the next 3, 4 minutes or so, we're going to go to kind of like a spoiler warning since I finally saw Birds of Prey and Carrie can talk to me about it.
Yay!
We're going to go ahead, and if you don't want to hear anything, it's been great to have you on the best DC news podcast and DC TV podcast out there, DC Talk. Tell your friends about us. Give us a shout out on whatever platform you're on, and we'll see you next time. So, peace out to you all. And then we're going to go into spoiler territory in 3, 2, 1, spoiler time. Okay.
And I'm sure everyone who got annoyed at us for spoiling Red Sun is very, very happy with us right now.
Yes, Brax, you're
Sorry,
welcome.
guys. We didn't think last time. I blame Mike.
It's absolutely my fault. So,
I mean, you are in charge.
I in no way liked Victor Zsasz at all. I know you gave him some props. I had zero likability for him. If they could have wrote him out of the story and just put another hired gun in there for Black Mask, and I would have been, it would have been no different to me. That wouldn't even Victor Zsasz besides him shaving off people's faces. I mean, it just didn't it could have been anybody to me.
Yeah. By the way, did you notice whose face that was that they shaved off?
No.
Well, I know you don't watch The Expanse, but that was Shredder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know. So I had zero likability for. I'm just gonna kind of tell you what I didn't like first before I get into what I did like.
Okay.
I didn't like Zsasz at all. I definitely felt, and watching it feels like a very rushed movie. Like
Really?
it was definitely very short compared to all the other DC movies we've gotten. It was definitely the shortest one we have. I could feel that in the movie. I'm like, okay, they're like skipping like really quickly through this movie with because they only have an hour and 40 minutes, which is shorter than any DC movie we've gotten. So I didn't like the story itself was fine. I did not think we got enough build up of Black Mask. I did not like the way that they waited so long before he put the mask on. I
Yeah,
felt
that I felt was kind of odd, but it
right.
seemed to fit.
Well, I would have much rather just had an IV because then he gets the mask knocked off him.
Well, he also gets himself blowed up.
Right, so my thought is, don't even put the mask on the guy. Just make him a normal villain because, well, I mean, what's the point? He keeps the mask on for 5 minutes and then you blow it off his face. So, you know, I didn't really like that. I'm trying to think. Other than that, I mean, it. Besides the Zsasz really took me out. I wasn't really thrilled that how they. I love Ian McGregor, but I think they wasted him in this movie to a point. I think there's so much more they could have done and built him up in this movie, and they didn't do it. I didn't like the way they ended him. They didn't even, you know, it's just, oh, throw him over, boom, he's gone. Like, okay, that it felt very unsatisfying.
I don't know, the explosion felt very satisfying.
I mean, it was cool. It just felt very unsatisfying ending to him and to me it was. And then it
You
felt
know
very,
what,
it just felt.
with as creepy as he was and as misogynistic as he was, I had no problems
Oh.
with
Well, don't get me wrong.
that.
I'm glad he's done. I'm glad he's gone. It just felt like he gave the speech to Harley, and then girlfriend takes her ring off the grenade, and he doesn't say anything. Like even in some, I would expect something like, "Oh crap," you know, from his mouth or something like that, before she throws him over. But there was just nothing. It's just a complete. So I don't know. And then
Okay,
it did it.
that's probably fair, but you know,
I'm glad he's gone
and
though, but
but you know, also Harley's at a point in her life when she just gives no F's
no.
about, and she, I mean, she's, I mean, it was good that that they renamed the movie because, like I kept saying,
it was a Harley.
This
movie.
Is not. It's this is Harley Quinn's movie. This right. is not a the Birds of Prey make an appearance, but it's not their movie.
Right.
It is Harley's movie. So I have no problems with how they. I like the kind of. I mean, once you accept that this is all mostly coming out of Harley's brain,
mm-hmm.
and Harley isn't wired the best.
Like
everything
I
makes
agree.
Sense.
I enjoyed her moments where she's like really crazy, and then she gets like really psychiatrist serious and just starts explaining things, and it goes back to being mm-hmm. normal Harley crazy.
Yeah,
I love those moments. So I will tell you what I like though. I like those moments. I love the fight scene inside the carnival with
inside
Harley on rollerblades.
Joker's old stompy grounds.
Right. With yeah. Harley on rollerblades and uh-huh. then the question was, oh, hair tie, and then the other one was uh-huh. When did she have time to change shoes for a costume change? So it's just
hey, you know what?
I loved Margot Robbie in this portrayal of Harley. I loved Canary in this one. I'm glad we got to see her Canary cry. Mm-hmm. I hope we get to see more of this dynamic between these actors together in maybe a following movie. Mm-hmm. I would love to see it. You know, even if it's a Birds of Prey Part 2 or something.
By the way, did you like the Suicide Squad cameo?
What?
You didn't see the Wanted poster?
Okay, hang on. I'm trying to think. Refresh my memory.
There's a wanted poster in the police station, and Harley's like, "Oh, hey, I know that guy."
I did not catch that.
That was Captain Boomerang, man.
Okay. By the way, I did like that scene where she went into the police station and just started popping people.
Yeah,
I really
like that she doesn't actually kill anyone in the police station. She just, you know,
shoots them with glitter bombs.
She attacks them with paintballs.
And so that was good. I six felt low. 6.5 to 7 for the movie. It's not mm-hmm. my favorite DC movie. It was good. It's better than Suicide Squad was to me.
I don't know. I think I like Suicide Squad better, but I like the evolution of Harley Quinn's character in
right.
this movie. I thought that was good.
I think they should definitely go on with a number 2 for this one, but I definitely don't think
they need
to call it Birds of Prey. Well, actually, they
no,
could call
need,
the second one Birds
to...
of Prey if they want to, because their group's assembled now.
Well,
ish,
okay.
to a point.
No, see, if they're going to make a sequel, they either need to make a second Harley movie, or they need to make a proper Birds of Prey movie and maybe bring in Batwoman or Batgirl.
See, I would rather them just do a Harley movie working with these girls, working with the other ladies in the movie.
Like
outside of anything with Batman in it, this version of Harley has like I love this version of Harley. Like Margot
Robbie has completely
knocked it out of the park.
Oh, I agree. I agree. This is the one of the best versions. I mean, there's really only 3 versions of Harley, on screen. There's either this version, there's the animated version, or there's the other animated version.
Right. So, but yeah. So I saw it. I'm good with it. 6.5, 7. For you know, if I get it right now, I'll probably view it differently in 20 years when we finally get to it on Cape Chronicles. And I may have a different appreciation for it then. So.
Nice.
Well, are you done then, Carrie?
I think I am done. Unless you have anything else.
I don't. So this has been the official ending of this episode of DC Talks. So I am Mike.
I'm Carrie. Have fun, guys.
Peace out. Wash your hands, and we'll see you
Wash
next time.
Stay healthy.
Absolutely. Peace out, guys.
Bye.